today on our program. We are talking about Boone Community Theater. We're back once again. And today we have Pam Webster joining us. Good to have you back, Pam.
Thank you.
It's been a little while.
Just a short while, yeah.
And Susan Herrick also.
Hey.
As one of the cast members this time.
One of our cast for Don Quixote de la Center.
This is the next production that'll be coming up. The last one for your season. I know that.
Correct.
Let's get started a little bit with this because you did auditions. This is really an adult cast.
It is. We have a couple younger people in it, but mostly it is all above 50 and above.
50 and above. I like that she did
that. It's an adult show.
Well, not adult that way. Well, might be.
No, it's family friendly.
It is, and a friend of yours wrote it.
Yes, a college friend. We actually did one of Susan and I co-directed one of his productions a few years ago, The Last of the Dragons, and this was his next script that he wrote. And when he sent it to me to read, I only got halfway through it, and I said, "We've got to do this."
Did you just start laughing, or is it just funny? It was just
a lot
of different things.
It was touching. It was so relatable, and so and that was one of the first iterations of the script. Mm-hmm. And even at that point, it was so well written and so touching that I said we had to do it.
Okay, so you and Michelle Levi are co-directing.
We are.
And it's about a aging resident in a group home.
In a group home for memory care. Yeah. There's four residents that are suffering from dementia and or Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And their caretakers and a couple of their family members.
Okay. So all involved with this. And again, the idea is we have Don Quixote there.
We have...
or a character.
We have one of the members that slips into a delusion that he is a knight errant.
Okay.
So I don't want to spoil too much of show, but yes, he does slip into this delusion of being a knight.
Okay. You guys held auditions just literally a week ago.
Correct.
Monday and Wednesday last week. Did you have good turnout participation in that? Because I know you said that we need at least five adults, men, five adult women. And
we had more people show up than what we could cast. So unfortunately, we did have to turn a couple people away. But we hope that they'll be back to audition again in the future. But yes, we had some great auditions. It was just amazing, the reaction from the people auditioning, especially that had not yet read through the script. And as they were sitting there and we were going through the various audition bits and they were on their own, they were reading through the script and getting more and more excited about it as the night went on for auditions. Okay. And just their first blush, they were all impressed with it too. So it's pretty validating that, hey, I chose well.
I did a good job. One of the residents is Alice Sims. There's Susan.
She is.
Susan's over.
and Susan is playing Alice.
Sims. It's been a little while since you've been on stage.
It has.
But
I've been directing mostly.
You've been directing mostly. So you took a look at this and... What drew you to the script? I mean,
these parameters first.
Okay, there's that. But you took a look at, obviously you're going to look at the script, and what attracted you?
Oh, I just think the humanness of the characters, and Alice in particular, she's the wife of a trucker, and she has now been put in this memory care home. Her husband visits, but she lives there, and she's pretty spunky. You kind of got to watch her mouth a little bit because she says it like she feels it.
Okay.
And so I kind of got a kick out of her and just love the feel of the whole show. It really does a wonderful job of letting people look at what happens when there's some dementia going on. And all the characters learn something along the way.
So are we going to be going from laughing to tears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring Kleenex.
Bring Kleenex. Okay.
I spoke last night with the playwright, and we are the Midwest premiere.
Okay.
This is only the third production that's been done of it. He has, now it is being published.
Okay.
So we got it just right before he's getting it published, and he's gone to two other productions of it, and he said it, at each one, the way the audience relates is on a very real basis, and there's been some very healing moments happening for audience members. And that the last, or the one he went to yesterday, in fact, there was a family that had brought a person with them that has mm-hmm. dementia, and that it was very poignant for them, and that they really enjoyed it, and it actually brought them a little closer through watching this story.
So you get to read through it and help them do the editing stuff and say, so maybe do this, maybe do that. But you didn't have to do very much on this one, huh?
No. It's pretty refined already.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. It's coming up end of April, and we'll go more into getting your tickets and everything else. So you're really just getting started with rehearsals and people getting out there and getting a chance to read the script.
Yeah, we just had our first read through on Saturday, and we dig into rehearsals tonight.
All right. And we'll talk more about what tech people we're going to need and things like that, too. Did want to ask you about a few other things that are going on, not necessarily related to this, but it is the end of the season, and I think board is kind of throwing out a thing for, if you have ideas for productions that you would like to see tried.
Well, Susan, if you're is interested on the play selection
if you're
committee.
Interested in directing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have gotten, I think, 5 different proposals thus far, and real surprised about the things that people are proposing to do this time. A lot of serious stuff, and so we're going to have to take a look at how sure. to pick and choose that. But it's wonderful that people see us now as a format to be able to explore.
Do things, yeah.
Different kinds of theater, so.
Figuring we just got done with the musical, Gilligan's Island, the musical. I don't know where we go, you know. And this is quite a step, again, in the other direction a little bit, but very entertaining.
It is, but like I said, it's very relatable and touches on a subject that touches a lot of our lives. So
it is community theater.
It is community theater.
That's what it's all about. Let's touch a little bit on some of the other things that are coming up, because I already know Michelle's got a list. I saw several different things she's looking at youth-related that'll be going on as early as next week and then into the summer. So we've got she's got a pretty busy schedule going forward.
Monday, March 11th, she has a spring break workshop from 9 a.m. to noon. Ages are 8 to 18, so everybody from 8 to 18. So that is a week from today.
Yeah.
During spring break.
Just 3 hours, 9 to noon.
9 to noon. They are going to do theater games, improv, readers theater, and more. She's got a lot packed into that for them, and sounds very exciting.
So she has that set up. Again, there is nominal fee for it, but gets everybody in there. And again, they can check it out on the Facebook page. Probably the easiest way to access that and get involved, or send information to her. 8 to 18 years of age. That's a pretty good gap. Then I know she has auditions for what she's going to do in June. This is another event that she does. What, she's going to do Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
She is, but the auditions are at the end of March.
So not that far away. So, and this would be young people. We're looking at young people to do this.
Again, probably 8 to 18, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And once again, that's going to be, they're mid-June production. She did that last year, too. She did auditions, got several people involved with it, and then they did a production down there. And then she has her Monday nights. It's, what is it? Oh, gosh, I can't remember what she calls it. Summer Club. Yeah, the Summer Club. And she'll be doing that, again, a great opportunity. And then this is where we get a lot of people involved with helping teach young people about theater and aspects of theater.
Yeah, they cover different aspects of acting and the technical side, and I believe even auditioning.
Okay. She works magic with the kids, and she's wonderful with young people, and we're lucky to have her.
So, and she likes doing it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Again, we get. I go back to. I remember back to Mary Mabee when Mary always said, "Get them on stage. Get them so they're comfortable, so they're not afraid." And it'll last them a lifetime. So mm-hmm. whether they stay in theater or not, it's
we've had several of them come and join our regular season mm-hmm. productions.
Absolutely.
As recently as Gilligan.
Yeah. That's true. And it also opens them up to doing more things when they go to school, too.
Yes.
We get a lot of participation in our school productions, too. Well, Don Quixote de la Center is going to be performed end of April, 25th, 26th, 27th. So it's short. You got three performances in here.
Just three performances. So get in there while you can.
We'll do the tickets online. Are they available? They won't be available here probably for a week or two, maybe, or I don't know.
I would say it's probably going to be beginning of April when they'll be
okay.
available.
So about a month, within a month. Get them online, and some people don't care to do online, but they'd be able to stop in if we have rehearsals going on, which you do. There's activity going on at the...
There's a lot of activity going on. We've got several things happening now. If I can break over to that for a second.
Go to that.
We started in a game night, a monthly game night. So the first Friday of every month, come on down and just play some board games with us. Our first one was last Friday, March 1st. We had a few people come and play. So bring your own games, or we've got games provided. Some of our members are bringing games in, starting at 7 p.m. right at the theater.
Okay.
Then on the on the 15th, March 15th, starting, we'll be there at 6 p.m., but we'll start our open mic at 7.
Okay.
So we've got our next open mic this month on the 15th, and just in a couple weeks here. So bring a prepared performance, sign up to do a song, a piece from a play, a poem, some improv or a comedy bit, and join us for a fun night of getting a little bit of experience up on a stage.
I was going to say, open mic, it's open mic.
Open mic is open mic, and we've got lots of building projects going on as we settle into our new place, so keep coming back and seeing what we've been doing to spiff up our new home.
Or if you would like to help, get a hold. We'll get you in contact with Christopher.
Absolutely. Christopher has been working his fingers to the bone, and he would adore having some additional people pitch in. And I mean, even just simple things as cleaning up. There's some storerooms in the basement that there's things that need to be cleared out of. So, you know, don't have to have any special skills, just a willingness to pitch in.
Just what are we, take a look at us.
What are we going to keep? What's going?
So, yep.
Now, I did want to ask, because I think, what was it? So I've seen one, two, couple of different productions. We'll just go with that. And it seems like the stage gets moved. Well, I mean, the last time it was clear it moved over to the other side. But I didn't see, what was the one right before that? The holiday one.
Swan Princess.
Was that in the same area?
It was in the same area, but it
a different setting.
It wasn't done as a thrust. Gilligan's was done as a thrust stage, where you have audience on all three of the four sides of the stage. Swan Princess, it was more audience was all on off on one side of the stage. So
in the first couple of productions, I thought Annie, that was
Miracle Worker,
and that was over all on the one side, and then you were elevated and you could look down on. So, I mean, you have different things you can do in there.
We have a very flexible space, and that was part of the idea when we were looking at that building, was how flexible it could be. We could do theater in several different ways.
And store costumes in different places. It's wonderful to have the room to do things.
Room, yeah, to do things around. Well, I was amazed by the alien, just going to say it. And what was happening there with Gilligan. But this theater production coming up, we're talking the 25th, 26th, 27th of April. Man, that's way at the end.
It is. It is. And the one on the 27th is a matinee.
Okay. So we've got only three performances. It's called Don Quixote de la Center. Rehearsals underway, readings, at least getting started now. And so far, pretty excited about what you get.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be real interesting and fun. Great cast.
All right. And again, for those interested in theater and community theater, if they want to find out about being a part of it, are you going to be needing it? What are you going to do for stage? That's what I was kind of, because I'm guessing you guys probably have been kicking around some ideas already.
Actually, I already designed the stage.
Okay, it's done.
it was a real fun opportunity for me to get back to my theater roots, my theater class roots, and my professors who pushed me to do more with the stage than just a backdrop. And so the stage is going to be real interesting. It's as much a part of the play as the
good
cast is. And so we've got a couple people working already on building that. But we can always use help in every aspect of the theater. There's many hands make light work, so, you know, we have all areas of technology there.
Sounds like a fun production for those that would like to learn to become involved with tech, because,
yes,
you know, there are some skills with that. Costuming, again, you could always use help with that, people that, yep, want to help in that area. And again, sounds like a great production too, a fun production to get involved with in the beginning to be a part of it.
Yeah, very, very exciting, especially since we're only the third ones to even produce the script and brand new work. So
looking forward to that. And again, we know tickets, what'd you say, about a month, we should probably be able to get those online. And then with all the other activity that'll be going on, you can stop in there. By the way, all of this, if you're wondering, is at 711 Story Street, middle of downtown on the, first block or the big block on the west side.
Where Spurgeon's?
Mm-hmm.
Spurgeon's, yeah, used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Iron Horse, the last thing that we had there. I know,
yep,
a big building, a lot of space, but again, it needs a little more TLC. Come on in, help with getting things done. All you got to do, go look in the window. You can see there's all community theater type things set up in there anyway. So that turns out to be a great opportunity to do that. Now, I did enjoy the dinner theater, I'll say that last time. Looking forward to whatever gets picked for next year.
And we'll probably announce the season this spring.
Okay.
What we'll do next year, and I can just tell you it'll be exciting.
Okay. And again, we pretty well stay limited to like four productions, don't we? So that's doesn't put too much
that's
stress on everybody. It is. Again, great for some people that just love to be on stage. It gives them a number of opportunities to do things. But again, finding directors, finding people, are we going to have music? You know, there's all those things to think about, too. So I look forward to it, too.
Yep.
You're excited about this one, aren't
I
you?
I am. I really am. And we even drew in some new people,
right,
for the audition.
Oh, I was going to, yeah.
So we have a couple fresh faces again on the stage.
Let's quick hit the cast, if you can remember them all. we got Gary.
We got Gary. Gary is Don Quixote, Gary Gardner.
Yeah.
Sam Quintero, Don's son, is being played by Chris Terrell.
He's wonderful.
They're going to be amazing.
Is he relatively
together.
New, or is he done? He's done others, I'm guessing. But
I think his first production was with us was Last of the Dragons.
Yep.
Okay.
So we drew him in after the Road to Fear event.
Okay.
He came out and helped us with that. We drew him in there, and we've kind of hung on to him since.
He's one of those, I think he's hung on to this writer now for it. Is his. Okay.
Yes, yes. And then we have
Lori Haynes.
Lori Haynes playing Marta, the owner of the home. And, of course, Alice Sims is being played by Susan here. Doris is being played by Karen Kerr. And Dr. Carrasco is, she is one of our new faces.
Okay.
And I only remember her first name, Melanie.
Melanie Jansen?
Yes, Mel Jansen.
Okay.
Eddie is being played by a seasoned stage, David Michael. Clark is being played by John P., who has been in several productions over the last couple of years for us and is marvelous to work with. Sandy Cho is another fresh face. That is Shelby Brown.
Okay.
And Jimmy, again, another fresh face to the stage, Pragul Siva.
Okay.
And then we have our annoyed dad. We have an annoyed dad, and that is our Thomas. I'm blanking on Thomas's last name, but Thomas Dale. He is not new to our theater, but this is going to be his very first step onto the stage.
Okay.
So he's excited about that.
Been involved with theater, and that happens, though. After a while, and every once in a while, they get, I think I could do that. And that's great.
Welcome you all.
So we look forward to it. Again, the performances are coming up on Thursday, April 25th, 26th, 27th. We'll be able to talk about that before we get there and find out how everything else is going. Don't forget all the other things. Check the Facebook page, I think, is probably the easy way to keep updated on
the new activity. That is the easiest way to connect to us, too. If you don't want to buy tickets online, send a message on that Facebook page, and our ticketing people will reserve a seat for you.
They'll take care of it. There we go. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. I think this will be a little different after Gilligan's Island, the musical.
A little different.
A lot different. Thanks for joining us today.